6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
We have a fat one for today's show, and I have to say, before we get the proceedings underway at all on The Mike O'Mara Show, I have to ask this question. Josh.
Yes.
Have you moved in with your mother-in-law?
I have been told I am going home tomorrow. The kids return tomorrow, so I know I have to be home by 3 o'clock tomorrow.
I've been told.
Yeah, he told me 10 a.m. departure.
Yes, that's the plan.
Actually, when you're counting the days and the hours, that's well, it's another day with the show.
I was yes, told to pack for 5 days. It's been 7.
7 days? Well, you know what? A wife and her mom.
Yes. They are having a wonderful time.
Yes, that's the way it always is.
Have you had to do laundry since you were there?
Yes, I have.
Oh, that's nice. That's a wonderful. Good guest, yeah.
Today, I have been sucked in like everybody else. I was talking to my son about it. Today is draft day in the NFL. It's not the only thing we're going to talk about, but it's one of the things we're going to talk about because we found ourselves an expert. This gentleman's name is Sean Anderson. He's co-host of the Hack City podcast, and he is a former offensive lineman at Rhode Island, played at a high level, college ball. And Sean now breaks down the game with wit and insight, covering everything from sleepers to NFL stars. He's here to help us with the draft. And Sean, we really, really appreciate you taking the time to come on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing well, Mike, and I'm not going to do the bit that a lot of other draft guys do where they like to chuckle and say, oh, it's finally here, the offseason. Oh, it took so much out of me. No, yeah. I am I'm always preparing for my exodus from the media in a meltdown or tirade fashion, and I like thinking up my who I would bash on my way out, but I'm not going to do that today because on your show, you have who I think may be the finest producer I've ever met in my life.
There you go.
Josh Soroka, and
there. Yeah.
If I have an opportunity pre-meltdown to show some love, Josh is one of the finest people I've ever been able to surround myself with.
I will tell you, you have endeared yourself to me instantaneously by choosing not to feed the NFL hype machine, which I have never understood. I don't mind analysis. I'm a fan. I'm like a lot of people, but to feed into it, what are we going to do? Oh my God. Hey, it's here. I've been waiting. Now, come on. People have lives, for Christ's sake. Come on,
Sean,
now.
When did the draft become such a, we're told, a huge cog in the NFL season? Because it seems to me 20 years ago, it was just something that happened. And then a few years later, people are gathering at empty stadiums to wait for a pick, and it's turned into something. When did the draft really sort of become an issue for the fan?
When people started being able to make it about themselves, that's when it happened. It could have just been, I'm a supporter of this team. I'm wearing my jersey. I want to wholly accept the new members of the franchise that I support. But now you got a bunch of rubes like myself that think that they can be a GM or say have an entertaining take on the NFL draft. And it's exciting because it's a new wave every single year.
I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but I have to say that in all my years of being aware of this, and this is completely irrational because I have never met the man. I might have interviewed him. Might have interviewed him way back when. But for whatever reason, I have always had an irrational desire to kick Mel Kiper Jr.'s ass. And he's never done anything to me.
No, you interviewed him once, Mike, and he was a dick.
Was he? Oh, good.
Yeah, and that's why. I
don't know. I don't think he was a dick. I think if my memory, and as feeble as it might be, he actually gave us the patter, but that dickish demeanor he has,
it supersedes any patter. It didn't go
right
well.
Yeah. I find the people I categorize into that irrational desire to hate them for absolutely no reason. I'm not proud of this. Bruce Buffer, and he's a big, workout guy, 70, but he my ass. And that's another one. It's like, both Buffer brothers.
The Buffer brothers.
Never met the men, got a.
They're litigious, and you hate that.
That was it, Michael Buffer. But getting back to the draft, it's a thing, and not this year. Last year, in earnest, became the first real year because of my team, the New York Giants, suckitude, that I became curious, and now it's a thing. Is it my life? No. Am I thinking about returning home as quickly as possible after my son's Little League game tonight? Yes, I am, to watch the draft. And here we are. I think every year, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Sean, every year it seems that this has gained more and more popularity. Doesn't seem to be slowing down. Would you agree with that?
It's a runaway freight train. I don't know what the end destination is. They can't have enough panels and tables of different media entities at the NFL draft, where it used to be, and I'll romanticize this, 40 suits in a room, chain smoking, just throwing in picks, and you're finding out you get drafted just like everyone else. But now, I think when we got that first taste of having a college kid sitting in a suit with his eyes welling up with tears because he didn't get drafted in the first round.
Yeah.
Everyone said, we got something here because this is reality TV. And if we could have, obviously not rooting for anyone to be disappointed, but the look of an athlete to be so pouty at the NFL draft, I didn't get drafted. I'm on TV with my family disappointed. You just cannot manufacture that artificially.
When did they start putting cameras in living rooms? Because that is,
God, it's heinous.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, just give a call. If you're not going to be at the draft, then don't be at the draft and hang out. But now I'm not going to be at the draft, but I'm going to have a full a media center in my living room with my family.
That's what made the COVID year so great is that even Roger Goodell was in his living room doing it.
I remember that. So I go back that far where I was watching it too. But I will tell you,
he had a great living room. Beautiful.
The living room to me better than the entourages and the designer watches, which is incredible, and these young men, I've got a fresh example of this. All right, you got Evan Neal, offensive lineman out of Alabama, a perfect example of the first round draft pick, the first round, the guys that are super scouted, the guys that are just absolutely vetted and asses kissed their entire careers until this moment, and a complete and total bust for the New York Giants. Like, can't play the position when he gets to the NFL. You got other guys on the Giants, Kayvon Thibodeau, not living up to his potential yet, but still a starter in the NFL. But Evan Neal, a complete and utter bust. So when you see these guys, there is a distinct possibility that they will not be immediately able to come in and make an impact, but yet you would think that they were Jesus Christ with the way they are treated at the draft. That gets me a little bit, Sean. That frustrates me a little bit when I watch it.
Coachability is the most under-scouted trait with these NFL recruits, because in every sport, if you watch the track from high school to college, you could be a great high school athlete, be able to play in college, and if you don't get coached or are coachable, you won't get better and the team won't get better. Similarly to college football to the NFL, you could be an all-world college player. You get to the NFL, you start resting on your laurels. It only takes two seasons for you to do that and get phased out. And then you just can't catch up because the guys coming in after you have that extra 2 years and they're going to be fresher, they're going to be cheaper, and they're going to be younger. So these guys that come into the NFL think everything's hunky-dory and that I'm just a smooth, silky first-round draft pick. That's great. But that contract's only 4 years. And then you can't start trying to make up for it in year four to get a fifth-year option.
And coachability, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, and I'll use the voice of Jack Kent Cook. Coachability is a synonym for intellectual achievement. I mean, when you say a guy's not coachable, you're kind of saying he's. Would you agree with that? That he's just not all that swift, right?
I would, because at some point in these guys' lives, they had to put in effort. Because you could be an uber gifted athlete, fast, jump high, long arms, all the traits. But there's nobody that's just doing that, walking off their couch, getting to the NFL. So it always perplexes me that you actually at some point in your career here decided to really carve out time and put in work to get to this spot.
Right.
And now it's done. Now we're cooling. I'll never understand that.
I don't either. But it happens now, on a regular basis in the NFL.
Now that these players at the college level are making money off their name, image, likeness, how's that effect going into the draft where it's not, they're already making money?
Yeah. The process of these athletes in college making money, it's no new thing. The paper bag on the airplane, the we have a bag of cash in your hotel room. They always been making money, but now that it's being highlighted and available, they are kind of being trained to be NFL athletes before they're NFL athletes with the pseudo free agency in college football. And they have a bar now. They have a limit that is set. I think it impacts fringe draftable guys way more. than guys that are going into the draft, because for the most part, their focus is still going to be that NFL money. But if it's if I'm a 24-year-old quarterback and I still have some weird year of eligibility, I can get an extra $200,000 from my school to play, and I'm not going to the NFL because I'm 6 feet tall and I'm 200 pounds. I don't have that strong of an arm, but I'm a great college guy that's unique. That's where I see that the most payment gets affected. A lot of these guys, they get agents now coming out of high school, and then if they're smart, they'll just let the agent run it all, and just one guy that they can trust maneuver through the NFL draft process. I don't talk about the money. I talk about the football. I talk about the plays. That's the way that they should be handling it.
Do you think there's still that under the table money going on, even with the legal money that's changing hands in college?
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
Okay.
If the term booster is getting floated around all the time, now we have over the table boosters.
It's not just COVID, right? Yeah. Not just COVID.
Now, with the visible boosters that we're seeing pumping in money into the NIL programs and for players and teams, that's great. I think there is just as many invisible boosters because now, if we're trying to level the playing field, coaches and athletes don't like that. There's always going to be some type of workaround, some loophole. And the way that the NCAA has let there just be rampant loopholes, all you need is a couple smart guys in your athletic department, and you can figure out a way to out-recruit and outbid without throwing up any red flags.
We are talking with Sean Anderson, by the way, another Sean Anderson, hired at WYRE back in the 1800s. And then Sean went on to have a lengthy run. I don't know. Rob doesn't know if he's still on the news station up there. He was the afternoon anchor, Sean Anderson, up there. But that's another story. Let's get to it, because we've been talking about the draft for a bit on the show. Josh and I, Josh being a Ravens fan and yours truly a diehard Giants fan. You know, Giants having a number three pick, very much in the conversation about all of this. But looking at the rankings, and I've got, there are a lot of big boards out there. Is there a definitive big board? Is there a ranking that, I'm looking at PFF rank.
Yeah, which one do you trust?
You know what? I actually stay with Classic Hyper because he's at least done it there. He's stayed with
I don't discount his abilities.
Forever. The PFF, we're going to make football baseball with our analytics, grosses me out. They have a lot of people that do work and quality work and put in the effort to know the sport of football. So there's a little layer or inherent level of respect that I have for them. But all these new guys to the scene trying to change the way that football is scouted, you can't change this game with numbers. It just doesn't work.
I follow it on TMZ, and I just think that they get them wrong all the time. It's just not right. You got to go with the classics. Hi, Mike.
Thanks, Rob. Getting back to the draft, arguably number one across a lot of people's platforms, Travis Hunter. Would that be the dual player, the guy that goes both ways?
Look out. Come on.
Out of Colorado, and one of Shedeur Sanders' favorite receivers. Do you have him still at, Cam Ward probably going to go number one, right? Is that has that changed at all in your opinion?
No, Cam Ward, number one pick this year. Tennessee has made it clear. Cam Ward has made it very visible that he is learning about the Tennessee Titans, talking about growing a relationship with their wide receiver one, Calvin Ridley, while Travis Hunter, I think a pretty consensus number one football player, big board. We can use this guy, take away half the field, and then also enhance our offense with immediate impact. So,
a guy like Travis Hunter, who is really a rarity in football, that will go to the NFL with the potential of playing offense and defense? Do you think that that there is a chance? Because I see the Giants talking about him at cornerback if they were to get him. Would you see him playing on both sides of the ball? That's quite a tall order in the NFL.
I hope so. I hope to see it.
Yeah,
and then additionally, I think I will. I think the safest Travis Hunter package is to start him on defense and to have him get 20 snaps on offense throughout
the
game.
Rotate him in occasionally.
Yeah, just rotate him in. This will be a Travis Hunter series. This won't be a Travis series. And honestly, it could work as long as there's a clear line of communication of stamina. How are you feeling throughout the game? He's obviously going to say, I'm doing fine.
Right.
But if everyone just has a general status on Travis Hunter, you could throw him in the game whenever. He's a Florida guy that has this just unreal engine. And when you play with Florida guys, it's different because all they do is run around. They can run around off of soda and candy and chips and never get tired. And they're simply built different. And Travis Hunter is the 0.01% of Florida football players.
Yeah.
So I just don't see a world where, unless he gets the wind taken out of him or has a stinger, that he's coming off that football field. And I wouldn't pull him off the field, but I understand the risk he is going to be. He's not a grown-ass man here, but he's going to be playing with him in the NFL. Yeah. Those hits are different. Elite, we're going to have to monitor it.
Elite in so many categories. Does the
team save money by drafting him as a defensive player versus a wide receiver?
That is going to be a very interesting contract to track.
I think they should double his salary because he's doing twice the work.
That's almost a funny point there, but it's you're right.
Almost funny,
that's
kind of his existence on this show.
Yeah.
But Mike, I'm coachable.
No, I was going to say you are not coachable.
The idea of
35 years, I've known that. Hey, I listen to that. That's where I depart with my knowledge of the game. When Josh asks you that question, you'd get a guy that would be, he'd get less money if he was drafted just to play defense, Josh? I'm confused.
Well, different positions get paid different amounts.
Yeah.
There's a wide receiver is considered more valuable than a cornerback.
Okay.
So you pay them more.
Okay. I get that. All right. That's it. Josh, you tell me, how do you want to do this? Do you want to just go through Sean here picks for going where, or do we, how do you want to do, or do you want to go right to our favorite teams? How do you want to play this?
I think let's focus on the Giants and the Commanders. I've got one question about the Ravens we can get to.
All right. The Commanders are better, certainly. And the Commanders are an absolute testimonial for drafting well with Jaden Daniels coming in, immediately starting for them and changing the franchise virtually overnight.
Yeah.
The Giants, the fan base for the New York Giants, Sean, we are so completely demoralized with some of the picks they've gotten. Even Kayvon Thibodeau, I look at him and I'm like, when are you going to make the breakout? They always hear, when are they going to have the breakout? I want to break out right away. The Giants have a capability of, a lot of talk about this guy, Abdul Carter. Do you see that ranked on PFF's big board? Number two in the United States from Penn State. Do you see the Giants getting Abdul Carter? Do you think that's who is going to the Giants?
If they stay at three, I think they do take Carter. He is an absolute home run edge prospect. Him in a wide nine position rushing an offensive tackle, it's just not fair. His length, his strength, his burst, it just puts a tackle in an unbelievably difficult spot to manage while trying to protect a quarterback. So he has that unique blend of traits that are worthy of a number two, number three selection justified for a defensive lineman. Now, if they stay at three, that's a whole different question. I know there's buzz coming out about them trying to trade back. I know Joe Shane's kid, who we've heard about for all last year throughout the Saquon Barkley discussions, and Joe Shane's kid wanted Jaden Daniels. They didn't take Jaden Daniels. And now he's posting a video of Jackson Dart to his Instagram, then going private afterwards. I don't know why that's happening. Why are you doing that, son of Joe Shane? You have...
How old is Joe Shane's son? I forgot.
I think he's a teenager. I think he's 16 years old or something like that. Right. What are you doing, kid? You are the son of the GM with a bunch of rabid Giants fans. Even if you mistakenly uploaded this video, you can't do that. Just can't happen the night before the draft or else people
hey, Daddy, if you can't run your own goddamn family... How are you going to be able to run a football team, for God's sake? Come on.
You sound so bitter, Mike. Just remember, the Giants are steeped in history.
Yeah, steeped in history, my ass. I really want them to do well.
And nothing
but
modern.
I'll tell you, I don't know, but the fall of Shedeur Sanders, if you can talk about that. Where do you see him going in this draft? He's fallen out of the favored status for reasons I have no idea.
Because of the
coach of Colorado, Deion Sanders. That's the reason he's fallen out of favor.
I feel like a lot of the Shedeur stuff is smokescreen. He has NFL traits, and it could be your Giants that are smokescreening it up to try to land their quarterback
to be a
prodigy under Russell Wilson.
He
has ties to Vegas and a relationship to Tom Brady. I would like to see that happen. He could go learn behind Geno Smith for a year. Geno Smith, not an uber healthy quarterback also, so he could see the field rookie year. So the Vegas spot, I don't mind because I can correlate it. People trying to mock him to the Saints, that does nothing. If I'm Shedeur Sanders and Deion Sanders, who have made a bit of a stink about where he wants to go, the Saints are they're no better of a landing spot than the Giants, though. They could possibly be worse. So him going to New Orleans does nothing for me. It's Vegas. Right. It is New York. I think he would thrive in New York because he's been on rough college teams, made them better the whole time while having a bunch of cameras in his face and being in the limelight as Deion Sanders' kid. So I think that transition for him to the Big Apple and all the media, it wouldn't faze him as much as it would for Travis Hunter, Florida kid who likes to fish. So I think he's kind of been prepped a little bit for the limelight.
If Shedeur goes to the Giants, if he does, I'd like to go on record saying I would love to be wrong. I would love to. By the way, I base this on just an irrational nepotism style thing. I don't know anything about him, really. I know he's a good quarterback, but you know. So just remember that. I don't want people saying, "Mike, you said you didn't want." Well, no. I mean, if he's great, I really do want him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's what it is.
The prediction you're standing by, though, Mike, is the Red Sox in four games in the World of Series, right?
No, not after last night.
It's better than my prediction.
So we got Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur in the top five, in your opinion, Sean? Will he go top five?
I think so. I think it would be silly to not have him in the top five. His release time is very fast. It's like absurdly NFL fast how quick he gets the ball out. And people are so funny when it comes to the draft because they love knocking Shedeur Sanders' arm strength. He's got a strong arm. They like knocking his athleticism. Well, I thought you didn't want running quarterbacks. He doesn't. He's a pocket passer guy. He wants to sit back there, be protected, and dot up his own defense or take advantage of Malik Nabers, hypothetically on the Giants, in man coverage and throw him open. That's what he wants to do. So all the goalposts are moved not only every year, but with every prospect every year. And it's not like anybody's updating their information from years prior that a semi-mobile quarterback may now be the standard that we want to achieve in the NFL, a mix between the big statue and the Lamar Jackson running all over the place. And Lamar is great and the big statue is great, but finding a hybrid guy that can move and can pass, well, then you're looking at Shedeur Sanders. You're looking at a guy with just enough speed to escape, but just not enough speed to try to take advantage of it every time a coverage is a bit cloudy.
Okay. Do you have a team that that you pay special attention to on your Hack City podcast?
I'm a diehard suffering Atlanta Falcons fan, so I am.
I'm so sorry about that Super Bowl. I'm so sorry.
That's how it goes.
Wow. I was with you, man. I was with you. I think many, many, many Tom Brady haters out there in the world of sports hated to see the way that went down. New England Patriots haters all over the world hated to see what happened to the Atlanta Falcons in that Super Bowl.
I was in an absolute Patriots hotbed at the University of Rhode Island my freshman year.
Oh, where I can imagine,
I'm watching the game with my teammates, elbowing. Oh, look at this. I'm going to be Super Bowl champion. Like, my head is exploding. And then it starts happening, and it keeps happening. And then I have
so sad.
5,000 Patriots fans outside of my dorm. I have to walk to the top of campus,
I can relate.
Get a couple Black and Milds and sit by myself for a moment and really, really digest the upcoming depression. I didn't know it was going to be 9 years. But right. I knew it was going to be substantial.
All right, so we got Cam Ward going to Tennessee first. That's everybody can agree on that one. Good chance the Giants, if they stay at three, get Abdul Carter. Real quick, go through the rest of your predictions for the draft, and if you can throw the Commanders and the Ravens in there, that would be great.
Yeah, I think that the Jaguars are going to Jaguar it up and go with a running back. I think they could move up and get Ashton Jeanty, the uber-talented running back out of Boise State. It would be a mistake. They are not a running back away, and it would be silly to see them make a push, knowing how bad they are, to take a running back in the first round. But the Jets are going to do what the Jets – the Jaguars are going to do what the Jaguars are going to do. The Jets, I could see them taking an offensive lineman, just depth it up. Help them out. These tight ends, Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland, they're going to go in the top 15. They're going to go into the top 15 with a competent team and become a very impact tight ends. The Commanders, interesting to actually start talking about the Commanders in a late first round pick at 29. Haven't seen this in forever. You need to get a Dan Quinn guy, and Dan Quinn guys work out. He wants hard hitting, disciplined players that just approach the game right. I really love South Carolina's safety, Nick Emmanuari. He is a rangy defender that doesn't mind tackling. He just fits right into this Dan Quinn system. Almost a younger, I think he's going to want to use him like a younger Jeremy Chinn and just have him fly all over the field. So I really hope they nail the pick. They could go running back also. I know they have three on roster with Eckler, Robinson, and McNichols, but that's not a backfield that has a bunch of juice. And I've seen a lot of people pitching Chicago getting a running back to alleviate the pressure off of Caleb Williams. I love that theory. I love the idea of if Ashton Jeanty doesn't go to Jacksonville, that he could go to Chicago and round out that offense and have it be a truly blended, synergistic system. The Commanders need that also with Jaden Daniels, because they got a bunch of workhorses, but I don't think that any of their bell cow backs can truly take over a game. So this NFL draft, we're going to see a lot of defensive players in the first round. It might be a snoozer. It's going to be players that you haven't really heard of because they're not wide receivers and they're not tight ends. And there's two running backs that could go in the first round. It's not going to be drama laden. It's going to be a lot of teams adding defensive depth, especially on the edge and defensive line.
Go ahead, Rob. Last season, we saw such magic from Jaden Daniels. I mean, really, it seemed like the planets aligned for him.
Is this the question your son gave you?
No, it's actually something that I'm building on. Okay, I'm curious. On. You mentioned that if they go to a defensive player in the first round, there's no chance that the Commanders are chasing a wide receiver at all?
Not in the first round, not at 29. It would help. Okay. I think they need to get a receiver in this draft. They could take one at pick 61 in the second round. They could try to make it work at pick four, in round four, pick 128. Mm-hmm. It would help Jaden Daniels. You guys won the lottery, though. Don't get greedy. It's a good pick, and you got the quarterback. So rounding out the rest of the team, my only pushback would be you can't have Jaden Daniels going into a game every single time against Philly, and Philly can just overpower that defense. Whereas Washington can get the better of Philly every third drive. But Philly going against Washington, that's the only thing I'm prepping for this year if I'm Washington, is how do I get past the Eagles? And doing that with a better defense, that helps me out. Because we just made it to the NFC Championship game. Unlikely that it'll happen again, just how the NFL shakes out. But in case it does, more than likely going to see Philadelphia again. And I just couldn't live with myself knowing that I could have done more in the offseason if I'm Adam Peters in the front office to get back past that team specifically.
And a follow-up question about the Washington Commanders. If the Giants draft Abdul Carter, do you see the Giants getting another quarterback? Will they go for another quarterback later in the draft? That
you know,
nothing to do with the Commanders.
That was my little joke.
There you go. I don't care about the Commanders, but I
just alienated all the people coming to Jimmy's. Do you see the Giants maybe getting another quarterback?
I think the Giants should. They should be. You should be in. If you don't have a franchise quarterback, you should enter that lottery every year. Just draft the guy. Just draft your favorite guy. Third round, fifth round, seventh round. Okay. Doesn't matter. You have a guy. Find when to take him and take him. He's more than likely not going to pan out. I don't mind the Giants taking a swing every year. You should, because look what happened with Washington. They kept on chopping wood, and it was tiresome, and they missed on so many. But now you have them, and the Giants need to get to that point to have them. I watched Atlanta go through 4 or 5 years of really underwhelming quarterback play. Got lucky with a quarterback this past year, drafted him, happy with the situation that I'm not in the lottery this year. It's better to be outside of it than in.
I want to get a Ravens review here, and then we will ask you about the most underrated player in the draft, in your opinion. What do you see the Ravens doing for Mr. Sorokin?
Yeah, because the Ravens are always really boring on draft day. So I know they always generally go linemen and stuff, and they need linemen. And then there's talk of them trading Mark Andrews today to move up. Do you see any of that happening?
Hello?
You know, the Mark Andrews buzz is – am I with you guys?
Yeah, we're here. We got you. Yep. Go ahead. Yep.
Cool. Right on. Yeah, the Mark Andrews buzz, he was not wearing down his time in Baltimore last season, but you could tell that he wasn't Mark Andrews of 2 years ago. So if you can get some value from Mark Andrews, especially with Isaiah Likely being a better tight end and knowing that you can build tight ends in this system, that would help. If you could get a third, fourth, or fifth round pick, middle round pick for Mark Andrews, I don't think it would be a waste of time to take that phone call. He's obviously a Lamar Jackson favorite target, but you're starting to see that he's decreasing in a little bit of that burst. Now the Ravens, they're so good at drafting, Josh. I cannot believe that you just said they're going to be boring and draft a lot.
It's boring.
Out of the park every single year, boring. And they are
they
the,
do.
They are one of,
that's boring.
They're one of the Stop best boring. Drafting teams. You don't want. I'd rather my team be boring and draft blue chip guys year in and year out, like Amen. The Baltimore Ravens do.
Yes, we do.
Than the bust cycle that every other team goes through.
Like
you
the
are
Giants.
A fan, yeah. Like the Giants, you are a fan of a team.
Oh, I understand.
Drafts well, it doesn't get better than that. You know,
when the talk in Baltimore is, hey, how late can we get away with picking a kicker this year? That's the plan.
Before we let you go, Sean, and we really appreciate you taking all the time to talk to us today, do you have a particular sleeper, underrated guy that's going to impact a team and nobody sees him coming?
Yeah, I got a couple. Zabel, offensive lineman from North Dakota State. He's not going to be a Pro Bowl guy, all pro offensive lineman, but he's going to follow in the footsteps of Dylan Raduns and Cody Mauch, who were former NDSU Bison, and those guys just contribute to the offensive line. They don't miss games. They're tough as hell. So Zabel is going to make a team happy, not superstar happy, but an immediate offensive line contributor. And underrated also, Will Johnson, a corner from Michigan. He is my favorite player in this draft. I don't know the last time I've seen a cornerback or defensive back prospect in general, this polished. Travis Hunter, super exciting at cornerback. He doesn't have the technique that Will Johnson plays with. He doesn't have the fundamentally smooth defensive back play that he carries with him. And people are starting to mock him like in the mid-teens. No. This is a top 10 draft pick. This is a guy that immediately shuts down half the field for your team. He can play man. He can play zone. He will tackle. He's good at it. He's not a headhunter guy that's also going to get your team flagged for targeting. He is just an absolute disciplined football player. I'm shocked at the concern about a minor nagging injury that he had last year and how people are trying to put him at pick 12. He is a top 10 guy, and he's within the top three on my big board of actual prospects, right behind Hunter and Carter. I think he is absolutely going to be a stud in the NFL.
And Rob Spiewak, your sleeper pick, most underrated player in this year's draft, in your opinion, who would you say is somebody that can really immediately impact a team?
He's an older player, but he's very coachable. I think that the Commanders have their eye on a guy named Samuel Baugh.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak.
Can he sling it?
He can sling it. Samuel Baugh.
That's called teeing it up and surprising the host, ladies and gentlemen. That's wonderful. Hey, Sean, thank you. The podcast is the Hack City Podcast. Real quick, why do they call it the Hack City Podcast?
Because we're hacks. We're not funny. We'll own it.
That's awesome. I like that. It's like good comedy is like a good recipe. Simple ingredients, simply funny. We appreciate that. Sean, thank you for being our expert. You did a great job on the show today, and I wish you nothing but success with your podcast. And let's go Falcons. That's for you, pal. All right? Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. That's our draft coverage. We do it. We do everything on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He was great.
And because Rob Spiewak influences me always, Josh, I was just killing myself by saying, Mark Andrews, I really wanted to. I Rob is a you know, how do you think his mother would feel about
Julie?
There you go.
Yeah,
thank you. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're not going to have news because we're going to delay that because I want to share with you as we wind down to our big cruise deadline. I want to take another tour of this ship, the MSC Seaside, so you guys can see it, and Josh will have all the info on it, and we'll do that when we come back. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, and we thank you for that. We appreciate that, and thanks to Sean.
He was absolutely wonderful.
I love that. The basketball playoffs are here, and the action is heating up on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. With millions of members, Prize Picks has made fantasy sports accessible to all. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. We all love it, and Kari Spiewak has become a Prize Picks machine, big winner. So cash in on the basketball playoffs with Prize Picks. Don't miss your last chance to add your favorite players from the court to your Prize Picks lineup. Whether it's points, rebounds, assists, take your pick of more or less for your shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash today. Turn your playoff hot takes into tickets to basketball's championship series, starting with the play-in round. Every lineup you make on Prize Picks will enter you in the Takes Two Ticket Sweepstakes, which could get you and a plus one a VIP trip to the ship. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. So join millions of users and sign up today. Download the app today and use code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Listen to me. If bugs are even a minor problem in and around your house, you have to check out Pesty.
Yes.
That's right. Pesty, our next sponsor. It's getting warmer. Spiders, ants, and other bugs are looking to find somewhere to hang out. With Pesty's do-it-yourself pest control, you can make sure they don't choose your house. Pesty is on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year. But with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and your climate. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs, from spiders and ants to roaches and scorpions.
Eek!
The kit includes a sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, and instructions. Gloves! And instructions, and you can complete your application in less than 10 minutes. The best part, Pesty is kid and pet friendly, so you do not have to worry. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked, and a full refund never bugs anybody. Get it?
Yes.
Plus, free gloves. I love that. Protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/
I'm wearing them right now.
For an extra 10% off your order. Free gloves.
Free gloves.
That's pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off, and we thank you.
If I'm not mistaken, they're ambidextrous. You can put it on your left or right hand. These are great gloves.
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 Or two on one hand.
We got a little thing that Josh Soroka put together, and people are buzzing about it. People are still talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people dove right in. Some people are, dragging their little digits to get to this cruise ship. But we still have cruise cabins available for the big cruise that's coming up the weekend of December 5th. We are super excited about this to travel on the HMS Seaside. Is that it, Josh, right there?
That is it, yes.
That is the ship. Isn't that beautiful?
It is beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
There we go.
And it's new. Was it just like a couple years old, I think?
I think it's 3 years old.
Wow.
That's just a baby in cruise ship lingo, right?
Is.
That is. And we really, really want to remind you, Josh, the deadline for exclusively getting your
pass May 15th. To join it is May 15th.
The Ides of May, yeah.
Roughly a month for you to do
and
that.
That's, you just have to do your reservation. You just have to put down the $112.
That's it.
Now, go ahead. I have been asked a lot of questions about single rooms.
Okay.
And they do have some availability for single rooms, but you have to call the phone number on the website for that.
Okay. If you're a solo flyer, that
right, it costs
to
a little more, but you get your own room.
We are going to be doing a Mike O'Mara show there. We've got a cocktail party scheduled for the first night of the cruise, and we're going to be playing one of our parlor games on the cruise as well. Not to mention a trip to Nassau in the Bahamas and a visit to their private island where Dirk Vastrick is going to eventually propose to my wife, Carly.
Well, Dirk has been looking up the laws that are transferable to the private island.
Yes.
So it might be just like a day on the beach, or it might be like the island of Dr. Moreau.
Yes.
We have to figure out what exactly is legal on the island.
Mm-hmm. Well, how far out until we're into international waters?
You can normally tell.
Hold on.
That's
what was that? What was that lady looking out to sea and all that? That's what I want to go. I want to go on that thing when I'm really
loaded. The glass bridge thing.
Yeah, the glass bridge.
And just, I believe it's called the Promenade.
The Promenade.
Yes.
And a zip line, Rob. They've got one of your zip lines.
I'll race you. Will you race me on the zip line?
I will race you on the zip line.
I can't wait. That'll be great.
This thing, are there many? Is this a new thing for cruise ships? Rob and I will play one-on-one basketball.
Yeah,
as well.
Shirtless.
Is that the promenade again that we were looking
at? Yeah, it is.
That is.
And speaking of international waters, Josh, you can tell when you're in international waters when they open the casino. It's closed until it's in international waters.
Yeah, I got to start saving. I guess there's the pizza buffet. Mm-hmm. I like that. Well, it's not just pizza. It's everything else.
Charlie will be there at the pizza buffet.
Charlie needs to do a jingle, Carla said, for our coffee, for Charlie's Choice.
You know what? I've come up with some lyrics, but I can't find a melody that I like.
No. We're going to do it. Charlie's going to do it live on the show when you play your coffee music that you play in the background. Now, this is for the kids. We're bringing our kid. Josh is bringing his kids. They've got a kid-friendly area down here, a huge kids club that, you know, you would see this in some of the finer resorts, vacation resorts. This is for all the little biddies, this is for little biddies.
It's awesome.
Got a nursery.
When we took Robert on the Disney cruise, they had a room where he had to make an iPhone. And I just thought that wasn't very great. This looks nice.
It truly. Oh, look at the water slides.
On the Disney cruise, did he drink as much as in Vegas?
No, he didn't. Julia tried.
Have you had the talk with him? You know that he's got to behave himself a little bit.
Don't fall overboard.
Yeah, don't fall overboard.
If he falls overboard, you know, a little more room in the cabin. It'll be
fine. That's the concerned parent. Arcade. They've got the casino. This ship. I'm truly stunned by how. And look, I know. I've seen cruise ships before. I get it. All right?
You've seen the Veendom. Yeah.
But it is the Veendom is a scow compared to this.
It looks like a rust bucket. It does.
It truly amazes me how much stuff they put on these cruise ships. And I would think when Josh first brought this to me, I thought a mini cruise, a little four-dayer that goes to the Bahamas, that they wouldn't have the elaborate stuff they have. This is the ship. I'm all about the ship. Am I about seeing the people? I am. Get your cabin. Get it now. But I'm also about exploring this.
It looks like the most amazing hotel you've ever stayed in, except it's a boat. You can eat. If you're at sea at such comfort, it's amazing what they do on these.
So, listen, I want to reiterate for
this
cruise that, you know, because we were talking the other day how we start with our great idea, we hype the hell out of it, and then we move on. And we forget that this requires people to plan, to set aside time in their calendar, and to give their hard-earned dollars to the fabulous people at MSC.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you something. As far as ships go, this is one of the best I've ever seen. And it's beautiful, and it's new, and it's shiny, and we really want to see you there.
Can't wait
for
to see
our
it in
Love
person.
Boat cruise.
Yeah.
We're really, really excited about it. And it comes up the weekend of December 5th. Yes, sir.
I'll tell you, a lot of times when you cruise, you get a surprise bill at the end of the day. On the last day, it just they drop it off in your room saying, here's all these extra fees and tips and everything that you didn't plan on.
Right.
I worked all that out ahead of time, so they promise no surprise bill at the end.
That's huge.
That everything's covered in that one price.
Yeah, usually comes that bill comes wrapped in a USA Today, and you're thinking, hey, lovely, a free paper. And then you get the bill, and you're very upset.
Folks, so. I'll be honest with you, all right? I'm not getting any younger. I you know, I've never in my entire 40-plus year career in broadcasting, in podcasting, in digital media, in radio media, I have never done a cruise before. I would really, really love to see people that I have not seen at any of the other appearances we've done, where we have hobnobbed with thousands of people. This is going to be special. This is going to be a chance for me to really get to know a lot of our listeners. I look forward to it. I really do.
And it's
gonna
be great.
And I'll even let you say hello in the casino.
Well, Mike,
if I choose to.
I just saw a teppanyaki hibachi grill. I would love to dine with listeners at the Benihana styled grill. I think
nobody's
that would be
funnier
fun.
At a table than Rob Spiewak. And what more social table? A pool table? My God. A theater. The lovely theater. Because not just our show, but they have other shows going on as well. That's how big this is.
Danny
Gans.
We're
going to have a little section peeled off for us. It's going to be great. What's the stuff they get when they book the cruise?
They'll get a gift bag in their cabin ready for them that's got a TMOS T-shirt, lanyard, wristband.
Just for our
magnet.
Listeners.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Just for our listeners.
There it is.
That'll give you access to... Also include the Wi-Fi and the drinks. What was it? 15 alcoholic drinks a day?
I think so. Yeah.
Plus all you can drink non-alcoholic.
And if you find me, I will give you one of my alcoholic drinks because I no longer need them.
And that's also on the island.
Yes.
Oh wow, that's special. We really, really look
Mike
forward
O'Meara's
to this.
Mike O'Meara's private island.
That's the nighttime promenade. That's where Carla will take me up there and say, let's just go for a walk.
No!
Well, no, I hate those jokes. I should stop that. The MSC
well, every
Yacht
cruise,
Club.
Someone does die.
Yep.
I think that's the average, so you never know.
Who
Normally
it
it's old age and die in their sleep, but you never know.
Josh, what a wonderful way of promoting the
I'm saying
trip.
It could be the last.
Yes, could be the last for me. You never know. That's it's just so
well,
cool.
The odds of it being one of us three is very, very high. I mean, it's not going to happen.
No, that would be low odds.
Maybe.
I love all the bars. I really love the size of that.
There's other people on the boat that can die. It doesn't have to be one of our listeners.
The MSCC
Ideally.
Side, the ship that follows the sun. So get your cabin. Do it. Did I sell that properly, Mr. Soroka?
I think so, yes.
Did we include everything in there that we had to?
If you have any questions, reach out to me.
Okay, very good. There it is, the MSC Seaside. Let's take a break. We will come back with our news, ladies and gentlemen. And a little bit later on, I would like to explain artificial intelligence phrases.
Phrases.
I think you're going to like this. It's educational because that's the subject of the day, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a short break, come back with the roundtable. What happened? You're gone.
We're
oh,
here.
Oh, my God. Are you
We're
there?
We're here.
I don't know what happened.
You turn off your camera? No, your camera is there.
You just minimize the window.
All right, hold on.
Oh.
I'm looking. Oh, man.
And that doesn't, you know, it's sad when you minimize a window because it makes it feel unloved.
Yeah.
You need to really praise the window. Praise
there
it like you should.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, sorry about that.
That's quite all right.
I hit a button.
Yeah, you did.
I am so sorry. Hey, before we get to the round table, I want to remind you that sleep can be tough even when you're tired, but never fear, little wham, you're driving in your car. Today's episode of this podcast is sponsored by Soul. The team at Soul just launched their new out-of-office nightcap gummies. Mm-hmm. We've been telling you about them. They're similar to the world-famous sleep gummies, but nightcap gummies have 3 milligrams of THC for people who require something just a little bit more oomphy to go to sleep. THC and melatonin in Soul's nightcap gummies work together to promote deep, restorative sleep.
How? Well, THC helps you go to sleep faster and stay asleep longer. The melatonin signals to your body that it's time to sleep. And Sol's Out of Office Nightcap Gummies also contain CBN and CBD, so you sleep deeply and wake up without feeling groggy. And of course, Sol obviously made them absolutely delicious. Blueberry lemonade. Plus, if you want to treat yourself, crack open a cold Out of Office sparkling THC beverage. Delicious and relaxing. Be like Rob. Yes, Rob, you have your finger, your giant finger up in the air.
I do. I wanted to say, not only do I subscribe to this stuff, Sol was kind enough just to extend their deal with us. So they're staying with us throughout the year. So thank you, Sol. I love when a great product jumps on and stays with us. So
hit snooze on crappy sleep and prepare for a great night. Go to GetSol.com and use code TMOS for that offer Rob just talked about, 30% off your order. Mm-hmm. That's 30% off your order using code TMOS. That's GetSol.com, code TMOS, for 30% off your order, ladies and gentlemen. News. Welcome.
Do you have like Pope news at all?
What is it? No, I mean he's they're burying him, right? Is
that, yeah,
well, they're carrying him.
Mike, I'm sorry, I meant to tell you this before the show, but Carrie and I have been watching the Caps in the playoffs, and they're up 2-0, which is great against the Canadians. But
isn't that great?
But your buddy Craig Lachlan gets so excited that all I can hear is you doing locker during the game.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's really exciting to see the Capitals. They're doing this and Ovi's getting up and down like
that. I miss that. I miss being up there for all of that. Let me start with People Magazine. Please. They don't just crown the sexiest man alive. They also choose the world's most beautiful person. And this year, it's... What?
Just
what
laughing.
What I do?
Nothing at all.
It's 62-year-old Demi Moore. Demi tells People how she used to torture herself to stay in shape. Remember when that was the story?
Yes.
About how incredibly fit she was. Mm-hmm. She's running around with Ashton Kutcher and all that good stuff.
And now it just takes a little surgery and a shot.
That's right.
She does have the facial stuff going on.
Yeah, and a lot of that stuff in, what was the movie? She took The Substance. Was that what it was called?
Substance, yeah. Yeah, where she had
a lot of that was practical effects based on her plastic surgery.
So. I think it was brave of her, and I hate that term when it's used as far as that, but I think it was cool that she kind of laid herself out there as an aging actress that was trying, you know, all sorts of plastic surgery, because she's had work done.
A failed plan, The Substance, because she didn't win her Oscar.
Nasty.
That was the most blatant play for an Oscar since, like, the 40s.
Are you pooping on Demi
right now?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm just saying that her plan didn't work out. I would have voted for her for Best Actress.
Okay.
But she, I feel that
in
a...
I don't think that when a role comes along that... they can't do that. No matter who the actor or actress, you can't say this is going to be a lock and I'm making a play.
Oh, but they do.
They
but,
do.
Wait a minute, Mike, but wouldn't every actor say... this is going to be a triumph. I hope this
there's
is going
money,
to be great.
There's money in choices, too. There's art in choices. But she took a perfect page from the Bette Davis playbook. She's an aging actress.
Doing kind of a horror film.
Yeah, that did a scary movie that did not focus on her beauty. In fact, used it as a stumbling block. And that kind of movie that is so out of character for her, I think it was a bid for Oscardom, and I don't think it worked. And I'm sad.
And it's not every time.
No,
I'm a fan.
Jack Black didn't take Minecraft saying, this will get me that Oscar.
No,
I think you're probably right about that. Demi,
I like her very much.
For her extensive working out, she says now she has a more intuitive and relaxed relationship with her body. She says, I trust when it tells me it needs something to eat, that it's thirsty. She said she used to kind of do the opposite, where she would really punish herself, torture herself, and it was all about the physique.
She said, from me, Mike. There's no good that can come from that when you try that.
She says, when I was younger, I felt like my body was betraying me, and so I just tried to control it. Now I don't operate from that place. It's a much more aligned relationship. She adds that, quote, I'm not perfect. I still do drink Red Bull. I do love it, but not many. Now watch out for that Red Bull. Watch out. There.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's hard to come back from after punishing yourself. Thank God I was able to do it with the support of Mike and all of my family.
Gail and Bill and
that you can.
Here's another guy that seems to be punishing himself if you're talking about removal of tattoos. Pete Davidson has been in the process of doing this for a long time. He said he's 30% done.
Oh.
Any guesses as to how much he's spent so far?
On removal?
On removal,
I would say 52 grand.
I was going to say 100.
$200,000.
Oh, for something that cost you $80?
Yeah. He said it's a pretty uncomfortable amount of money to disclose, but I think one of the tabloids already leaked it. That sounds like a Davidson quote, doesn't it?
And how much did he spend on that boat?
The ferry.
Ferry.
All right, so let me see.
I love that Colin makes callbacks to that on Saturday Night Live.
When it's your biggest regret.
Yeah.
Pete says it'll take him another 10 years to complete.
So much scabbing.
It takes him 10 to 12 sessions for each tattoo with a 6-week healing period between each session. Here's the quote. That's 60 weeks of your life right there on just one tattoo to remove. It's like putting your arm on a grill and burning off a layer, and then you got to do maintenance and let it heal properly. Oh, my God. It sounds like maybe he's kind of into it, that he's abusing himself.
Maybe.
Like this,
yeah, right? I mean, he never came off as 100% normal, did he?
He said his arms, hands, and neck are practically ink-free, but he still has to do his torso and his back.
Ow.
I'd leave those alone. They're covered up most of the time.
Would you ever do it? Would you ever burn them off, Josh, all the tats that you have, your thousands of tattoos?
No, I got another tat last week.
Oh, you did? Yeah. You showed it, right? The yin and the yang thing? Is that what
you had? It's the stone.
It's the resurrection stone, but yes.
Oh, that's right. Well, you can't get rid of that or you'll go to hell.
But that's a 3-day procedure.
Moving right along. If your friends from college could secretly watch you having brunch with your mother-in-law, would they recognize you? 40%.
What?
I'm sorry.
That's
14...
the weirdest question you've ever asked.
Can you repeat that?
Please.
If your friends from college could secretly watch you having brunch with your mother-in-law, would they recognize you? 14% of people say they often change the way they speak or act depending on who they're talking to. I'm guilty of that.
Well,
I actually adopt patter that mimics, not totally, but the rhythm.
A
mimics
zelig,
the rhythm of who I'm with.
Well,
that's what I do that with.
I would have to talk so loud if I had a meal with my mother-in-law because she's dead.
That's interesting. 32% say they do it
more
sometimes.
More potatoes?
27% rarely, yes.
I've had meals every day this week with my mother-in-law.
How
I don't think I speak differently.
You don't have that chip. You don't have that chameleon chip in you. 21% of people say others often change how they speak or act. 48% say others do it sometimes. Rob Spiewak has to be the greatest chameleon of all of us, right? I mean, you kind of meld yourself to whoever
I can. It starts with the fact that I love talking to kids. And, you know, you have to change the way you talk to kids. And as my kids grew up, I was never really considered like an uncool dad. I mean, not like a bothersome one, because I would sort of talk like the kids' stuff they'd like to talk about. So,
okay,
I can do it. Yeah. But I don't think with my mother-in-law, even when she was living, I think I would be just me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So is this a big deal? The idea you might come across as fake if you change based on who you're with. On the flip side, it might also be a savvy social skill to adjust and adapt yourself to the audience and the situation. I've done that a lot. I've done that with people I meet sometimes to just kind of get along.
I can think of maybe one person from college that would know me well enough that I changed something. I didn't have a lot of friends in college, so I don't know. I think it's a flawed concept to begin with.
Yeah, well, the people that I knew, my best friends in college, not a lot of them around anymore. John Adams, Alexander Hamilton.
And John Quincy Adams.
Yes, John Q. The Q, as we used to call him. Hey, Q. Finally, today, a 33-year-old USPS worker. That's United States Postal Service,
it
if
is.
You didn't know. Her name, Caitlin Dye. She was arrested for DUI in Florida earlier this month while on duty.
Oh, no.
And she must have been blitzed. Witnesses called police when they saw a Postal Service mail truck driving the wrong way on a road while the driver was throwing plastic cups out of the vehicle.
Oh, Sharon Bailey.
The truck was also swerving in the lane and making U-turns. Officers pulled Caitlin over, and she appeared confused
and disoriented.
Of course.
And of course, she failed a sobriety test. A cop asked her if she'd been drinking, and she admitted that she'd been invited into a house party on her route.
Oh, no.
And she went in, and she drank 2 shots of vodka. Oh, come on, Caitlin. You know it was more than that. She was taken to jail and charged with DUI. She wasn't immediately processed at the jail. She was just left outside the county jail in a box in the rain.
Now, you know, when my parents were in their senior year of high school, they invited Jack the Mailman in for a party. And he stayed. Jack the Mailman, who had a route in McLean. So I don't even know if people got their mail that day.
Hey, Jack the Mailman. All right, when we come back, you guys are doing something weird. I don't know what it is, but it's a mysterious friend, a mystery friend for me, I assume.
Yes, it's great. Yes.
Now, this is this is the Charlie's Choice jingle.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Can you turn that? Can you start it again and turn it up from the beginning?
Yeah.
All right.
In 3, 2...
You want some coffee? Get a little coffee. You want some coffee? I like Charlie's Choice. Coffee is good. Charlie's Choice is yummy. Yummy. It makes you awake.
Duh. Talking about Charlie's Choice caffeine lovers.
What was that last lyric?
Duh! Guess what?
What?
It's still a thing.
It is.
And it's awesome. And you can reorder or subscribe for some more right now. All right. I'm a subscriber. Due for my second bag.
Bag?
Please send it to me. Don't just drink coffee. Experience it. We all know that you got to have coffee, so we want you to give the best. Have a nice, fresh cup of Charlie.
Charlie's Choice!
Available in whole bean or fresh ground. Get a one-time order or save money with a subscription.
Charlie's Choice!
And get your exclusive Charlie's Choice blend delivered right to your door. This premium medium roast blend combines the finest beans from Brazil and Guatemala, delivering a rich and balanced cup with smooth caramel, deep cocoa, and sweet honey tasting notes. It's the best and freshest coffee you can find. It's crafted in small batches and roasted to order in St. Augustine, Florida. Every bag fresh, full of flavor, because great coffee should never be a gamble. Each package marked with its roast date, so you know you're getting the freshest brew possible.
Mm.
So, support small business and enjoy a cup of Charlie. Charlie's Choice!
Charlie's Choice!
Yes, it's wonderful. TMOS coffee in your TMOS coffee mug. While listening to TMOS, it's heaven. We mentioned TMOS enough. We did. That's Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice! Charlie's Choice!
Duh. Coffee!
All right.
Charlie!
Can you play it one more time? I'll try to hone and refine the audio. Here we go.
Duh!
I'll just wait for the intro.
Yeah, get to the hook.
Duh!
All right, mysterious or mystery friend?
I think both. If I say to you the name Christopher Barnes, does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, I went to school with Christopher.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So you do remember him.
I do.
Or,
yes.
Did you call him Slappy?
No, I never called him Slappy.
All right. He did a post on the internet, the Facebook.
Yes.
He did this the day before yesterday. And for some reason, he put it on the TMOS fan club.
Okay.
The video did not apply to TMOS. It was just a long, rambling piece.
He tends to do that.
And he says...
He's gone through some very, very hard times. Very, very hard times.
All right, yes. Well, here's his original post, which threw me because I didn't recognize him. I'm not a friend with him on Facebook, but on the fan club he wrote...
I thought I mentioned him to you. You know me long enough for it. But
Mike was my first friend in college 47 years ago.
Wow.
My parents drove me up to the dorm on day one... and he walked out the front door with a straw hat and a Hawaiian shirt and handed me a beer. My parents were not enthused, but Mike briefly became my friend, my best friend. I can only imagine how great we would have been together behind the microphone. But alas, he transferred from Marist to American University a year later, yes. And we fell out of touch for years. Mm-hmm. But in that brief year, he became my original mentor, and he helped me to be the man I am today.
Well, that's very nice of him to say.
He wrote this, and he also mentioned that he currently works at 77 WABC, one of the most powerful historic radio stations
in
America.
Did he get a gig at ABC?
It's what it says here.
Wow, I hope that's true. I lost touch with him because I was following him, like really following him online.
He also, Mike, works at the Glenn Beck Radio News Service, which I think is nice.
I am so happy that he has landed on his feet. He was in rough shape for a long time. I'm talking about... I fell completely out of touch with him. He just mm-hmm. dropped off the face of the earth, and I'm really glad that he's doing well. I hope he continues to do well. He's had some health issues.
Through me and Josh is that when he's associated with stations like WABC, that the
he's a new pretty much a news guy. That's what he's done for a very, very long
time. His name on Facebook says Christopher Barnes parenthesis Slappy Carmichael. Close parenthesis. So okay. I don't know if he's using the name Slappy when he's doing news, but I would like to run one of the more recent videos he's posted.
Yeah, there's now been three videos on the fan club.
And he was excited because the one that he put on the fan club, he said legendary views for, he does live streaming on Facebook a lot.
Yes, he does. Yeah,
and this is the one from yesterday.
So, so I'm back. I'm back, but I'm riding a high. I am riding a high because my views have been going up, but I can't say enough about the fact that I did one of these today, and I posted it, and I talked about him.
He's shaking a hairbrush at the camera.
You know, bigly.
It's pink.
I talked about how I...
But you're there, and
yeah,
I know,
yeah, right? He won't return a phone call these days.
Who's he talking about?
Michael
you!
Mara. Back in the day, and you know,
I'll
like if I write
a
book about
bit.
My life,
he no, wants you to return his
to.
Phone call.
You
man.
Don't need to.
And you know, like if I write a book about my life, that 1 year that we were friends will fill the whole first f-ing chapter. I mean, he just you know,
thank you, Chris.
He was hilarious. He took me under his wing, you know, so to speak. And it was disgusting. He never washes. No. That's
a
joke. Mike,
that's a good joke.
All right.
Very good.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, I posted one of these things that I did earlier today, and after I did it, I posted it to my own thing, my own page. But I've seen enough.
Thank you very
page.
Much.
So you can verify he is your friend and he's not using our...
I went to college with him. I went to Marist College back in the day. And
Did he also know Bill O'Reilly?
That is a lie. Every now and then I feel it necessary to clear that up, that Mr. O'Reilly... predated me. Well, first of all, let's get the age of Bill O'Reilly. I am 65, ladies and gentlemen.
He was a late student, Mike. He had
no,
to work.
He was not. Let's
he
get
did.
The age.
And you
let's
were a
get,
roommate.
How old is Bill O'Reilly, please? Come on, let's find out. I believe he is probably 10 years older than me.
He is 67.
O'Reilly is?
No, I'm just kidding. 75.
Stop it, Josh. 75. God damn it. How old is he?
75.
75. He's 10 years older than I am.
But if he started late, you know, he had to work at the O'Reilly store.
67. That number was such a – you got me with that. You really did. That was something else.
Yeah. But we often have remarked on the fact that you were roommates with Bill O'Reilly, and he was the first person you called when you found out that 60 Minutes was canceled.
I like the idea of Mike making a rambling video about being friends with Bill O'Reilly and posting it over on the Bill O'Reilly fan club.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. And also do what your buddy...
Oh, boy, if you wanted discomfort, you've achieved it, my lads. You really have. Yes, sirree.
But you'd have to do it like Chris and answer questions on your live feed without saying what the questions are.
Yes. Which if Chris is watching this, that's some advice. Read the question, then answer it.
I watched a lot of your feed, and you're engaging and fun, but we need to know what questions you're answering.
I wish him well.
Yeah. So I'm just, I didn't think, see, Mike, here's the deal.
What?
I thought he was glomming on to the TMOS listenership with a made-up story.
Yeah. I didn't think you would know who the guy was.
No,
yeah.
I did go to Marist with him.
Yeah.
Well,
his details check out, but also all those details could be pulled from the show.
Oh, okay, but no, but there's, I don't think that, you thought it was a ruse.
I did. I thought he was a trickster.
And so the winning bit would have been if I said, I couldn't pick that, I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know who that is.
That's what we were expecting.
No, no, I followed him for a long time because his journey was really painful to watch, and I was worried. And, you know, I watched that, and I hope that, you know, he's doing well. The fact that he's posting means he is, that he's a survivor.
He has nothing to
He's on the street for a while.
To say.
He really was. He was having some tough time. And I'm glad to hear that he is associating with – I hope that's going well for him because, you know, he's a very nice person. And, yeah, and, you know, he was taking care of his mom for a long time and, you know, went through a rough patch with a divorce and all that stuff and has a very nice son. And all that good stuff. So yeah, I know a lot about him, and we are pals. And you know, Chris.
So continue to post on the fan.
No, that you don't need to do that. You son of a bitch, Rob Spiewak.
There
you
go.
Yeah, Rob's fave. Put me lay me
more
out
stories
there
about Mike.
No, he can.
No, no, no. We don't need stories about Mike.
I don't prohibit anybody from hopping on our fan page.
No,
people can do whatever they want, and I know he's listened to the show, so that's perfectly acceptable to me. That's the way that goes.
And that's how we play mystery guest.
By the way, one side note here regarding yesterday's show.
Yes.
You can turn that off for a second.
Okay.
The peep dog.
Oh,
the disgusting food experiment stayed with me all day. And I don't believe it was simply because of the Hebrew National hot dog. Although
the combination?
I don't eat a lot of hot dog. I think the combination got me right here. Like into the evening, I had a little heartburn. It was nastiness.
I got more wind than normal. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was the hot dog or the peep or the combination, but I was flatulent yesterday. More
Thanks
so than
for
normal.
For sharing that. There's nothing.
Well, I mean, I'm wondering if it's related.
That, the idea of you being flatulent is, you know, I'm not picturing, for some reason, I'm not picturing sound. I'm picturing silent. Were
oh, there
silent?
Was sound. No, there was sound.
Yeah, probably louder than that siren yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Siren.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Linus was tilting his head.
Whip it out. You said you fixed it.
Well, we figured it out. That remember, I thought this was a hook to hang it?
Yeah.
This is actually a damper that opens the noise chamber. So
did
you want
to not have it opened at all yesterday?
I did not at all. I discovered this with Josh after the program.
What level of opening will you have now?
Full. This is full.
All right, let's listen.
Much louder.
Yeah. And then also, I also figured this out, Mike. Wait.
Very clever.
And how do the neighbors feel?
They love it. Linus tilts his head every time I do it.
The thing I can't get away from, every time you do that, you do it into the microphone. Does that...
Is
it
the
a
microphone.
Racket in your house? Like, would Carrie hear it loudly?
You know
upstairs?
What? Let me turn the compression off on my microphone and see. If
and maybe
that makes
go to the other side of the room. And
yeah, because I think no matter what, StreamYard is gonna hold it down so he doesn't clip.
Bye. Okay, here we go. it can't help but sound like a 1940s police.
Can you do a drive by?
Well, yeah, I can. Hold on.
I believe
tangled up my headphone cord.
We have exhausted the siren.
It will come back
good.
To play.
Yeah, Mike. It'll come back like when you've got a major announcement or something really special is
but
happening.
You know what? That is a what I call a TL. Timu letdown.
That's Timu letdown. Plenty of those out there. We have to take a break when we come back. Do you have some beautiful video for
us? Mike, I plan to delight and amaze you.
That's exciting. I look forward to that. We'll come back with a beautiful video. You, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for supporting this show, the Mike O'Mara Show. And we'll come back with much more right here, right after these important messages, ladies and gentlemen. I'm drinking it right now, and I'm drinking it out of a TMOS Loud Cup.
I love the white Loud Cup. Looks great.
It's Liquid IV, and I am having the raspberry lemonade flavor today.
I killed like 8 sticks of that this weekend. That stuff is so good. You know what? Raspberry lemonade, you know it's going to taste good when you open the stick. You smell it. It smells great. And then it's just off to the races.
Times are hard, so treat yourself. Treat yourself by gifting yourself the everyday indulgence of extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV, powered by Live HydroScience. You see me drinking it daily? I don't like to do the show without it. Liquid IV, flavors for days, grape, lemon, lime, pina colada, white peach, sugar-free raspberry lemonade. That's what I'm enjoying today. Or rainbow sherbet. Well, do you say sherbet or sherbet?
Sherbet is correct. Sherbet is a bastardization or something that Ernie used to say.
Okay. All right. Sherbet. Sherbet. I think I might have grown up saying it that way. It's great stuff. Unlike sports drinks, Liquid IV delivers 3 times the electrolytes, 8 essential vitamins, and is always non-GMO, vegan, and allergen-free. I've been telling you these facts for years. Listen up. Try some Liquid IV. Liquid IV will make you happier than Josh Soroka seated behind home plate with 24 SK all-beef hot dogs. Mmm. SK, the taste of Baltimore. Enjoy their chipped beef. Tear poor, live more.
Still
Liquid
available.
IV.
Jesus, it is still
the longest
available.
Commercial in the history of commercials. Tear poor, live more. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order with code TMOS at liquidiv.com, everybody.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
One of my favorite jingles ever.
Hey, everybody. I'm Shadow Smith. Having a good day.
The 50,000-watt music machine, WAVA.
I love when one of your golf partners is out getting it done.
Yeah.
For the first time in 50 years, Alice Cooper is putting out a record with the original Alice Cooper band.
Okay.
And it is called Black Mamba, and it sounds like AI made an Alice Cooper record from 50 years ago. I'll play you a snippet of it here, but then you can tell people your close friendship with Alice.
Pulled into the fold so white.
This is brand new.
I'll just watch you while you're sleeping, baby, and decide if I should bite. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'll be honest, I listened to it 3 times today. It sounds like Alice Cooper from 50 years ago. I like it. I think
you,
it's
you
good.
You do. Okay. Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan, so I mean, I'm not a good person to judge, but I did hit balls next to him at a Rudy Martsky, the late Rudy Martsky. I was sad to say that. Yeah. At a golf tournament that he hosted, and it was freaking Alice Cooper, and I'm chatting him up about his 3-wood, and it was a very cool
one. He was nice, right?
Super nice guy. Yeah. Super nice guy. Good luck with your new record. Does sound a little AI-ish, but I bet he's kept his instrument in shape.
Yeah,
that's his vice. His vice is he plays 6 days a week. That's how often he plays golf all the time.
But he does. I mean, I want to hear the rest of the album because that to me sounds like early Alice Cooper. I thought it was entertaining and good for him for getting it done.
By the way, you know, just a side note here, if I can, for briefly, you know, we have a thing when we're out there playing our money matches at Happy Valley, where you put it in what's called an app that is called Golf Genius. And when that's done, there's one guy in the foursome that puts the scores in, and then they process through and they let you know where you stand in the bet and things like that. And, you know, the guy I was playing with, I'll just say, I didn't shoot an 82 yesterday. I shot an 81. Just saw it in the gin today, and I just wanted to. Sorry.
Can you appeal?
I don't know. Charlie's choice.
Mike, you appeal to me.
Thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate that. And the beard looks better than it's ever looked.
Thank you. Dateline, Florida. What happens when you spot a gator, a sizey gator, in your yard? Do you call authorities or do you have your big strong man try to corral it using nothing but a trash can? And just for fun, he's barefoot.
The trash can.
Okay, there's the trash can of the gator.
Boys, he did it. He's getting
at night.
Yeah, night is the thing
you left that out.
Getting it. He's getting it.
Oh, that's in Jacksonville. That's around me.
Yep.
Now he's got the gator in the can and closes it.
Baby. I hope he leaves it there for the cycle day.
Oh my goodness. No shoes, but hey, not a problem for this Alex.
Can you imagine if the trash man?
Right there,
yeah, of course, that's like useless.
Not that big, really.
No, but if the trash man went to pick that up.
Well, if they leave it out there, I hope they don't do that.
Really. I once went and got my trash can from the road, and it was a little heavier than I expected. So I opened it up thinking, oh, they haven't taken the trash. And it was a giant raccoon inside of it.
I hate raccoons.
Yeah, Rob is afraid of raccoons. He doesn't care
for
them.
And they had one in Carrie at the dumpster in Carrie's school this week. And she said it was the best walkie-talkie exchange she's ever heard between teachers.
We got it over here. Yeah, it's big. Has it come out yet? No, it hasn't.
The recent one for me, driving to my buddy's house, and a guy comes out in the middle of the street, both hands up in the air.
Yeah.
And seconds later, this flipping dinosaur lumbers. And when they're that big, that is literally how fast they move. And then when they hit the water, it's a different story. And this thing slid in there. I thought I was watching something on the Discovery Channel. It was terrifying. And, you know, you just whenever you're down by a body of water, ever vigilant, especially if you're taking little Fido down there, because, you know, it could happen in a moment's notice. Yay!
And then the final exchange on the walkies at the high school was, we put the ramps down and the raccoon climbed out of the dumpster and is now looking at me from the drainage ditch.
Very exciting at the school. Yeah, not much going on, right?
No, they like that. Meanwhile, Mike, steak is so expensive that if you go to Walmart in certain locations, they're putting it on lockdown like jewelry with chains.
So baby, this one you know is bad. Yeah. When they put miniature gates so you don't steal baby meats.
Screw you.
Oh, girl, this got to be bad, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Lord
Mike.
Jesus. Oh, man. You know, I've been reading a lot of articles about the decline and fall of the American Empire. I'm starting to buy into it. It's terrifying out there. It really is. I just said terrifying.
I don't think that's about price. I think it's just the fact that people are stealing steaks now. Because I see lots of things at Walmart now under lock and key, like deodorant.
But it's all about price, because the price is the reason they're stealing it. Take it home and eat it. They're stealing so they can sell it to their buddies for cheaper.
Yeah.
I think they're stealing just for fun. Because there's no reason a $3 stick of deodorant should be under lock and key.
They are the most entertaining, fun, sweet-smelling meat eaters I've ever met. So that's what they're doing.
Look, we're all Costco people, right?
Yes.
We all know. Am I the only one that has taken a peek because he might want a steak for dinner and decided that maybe I'll do it another time?
Yeah, like 10 years from now.
Exactly. It's crazy. It's crazy out there.
I tell you what, my Costco meat guy, he's offering reverse mortgages. I want to tell you.
Yeah, there you go.
Go get some of that black market steak.
Where do you get that? You show me. I'll drive to St. Augustine. A lot of people say,
when someone steals it in Walmart, just buy it in the parking lot.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, this steak tastes like pants.
Buy the whole cow.
And eat that you can eat.
All you can eat. There you go. Thank you.
All right. Let's close with this. I'm surprised it took this long. This is not a new video, but it is a lip sync of an old video. And, you know, people lip sync songs and stuff from movies, and it's fascinating because they have to memorize everything. So here's the latest lip sync that I'm in love with.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there, and he was coming back down towards us, and he goes, run, he's got a gun.
I like the cross-eyed.
Our heart started to pound, and I said, oh, mum, where's mum? And poor mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave mum.
And he gets points. Look, he's matched the pajama tops and even put a porta potty in the background, like in the original Twins video.
I have a question.
Those are nurses' tops, not pajamas.
Okay, well, then whatever they are, they're peds for a pediatric nurse, but they look like pajamas. So.
And has he done it with AI, or is that a legitimate twin?
I think that is a split screen.
She goes, yeah. Are you all right? Because he had all blood all over his face.
The cross and he goes, kill me.
I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, but I'm here to help. And mum distracting him to make him look the other way. And he looked the other way. And mum ran into the bush.
He recreated the background also.
That's beautiful. I mean, I love that.
Have
That's
we awesome. Ever had a tape that we've gone 3 days in a row with variants on it?
It's just good. It's just good, like a good meal. It's
Twins.
Fantastic. I'm not tired of it yet. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a bonus show tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't subscribed to the TMOS bonus show, this is your opportunity to do it. We'll see you tomorrow and get those cabins. We're trying to push those as hard as we can before the deadline, which is
May 15th.
May 15th.
The Ides of May, Mike.
That's right. And Charlie, great jingle.
Thank you, Mike.
We'll be back
tomorrow. What was the last word in the jingle again, Charlie?
We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new bonus show. For Josh and Rob, Michael Bear is saying so long, everybody.
Duh.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
What the hell's going on here?
She thought we're almost finished. Good. Golly, Miss Molly.
Look, there is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's FORHERS.com/talk. Tompounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.